is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
I can't wait any longer. We have to start.
Okay. I'm Nick. I love wrestling.
I'm Bobby. I love wrestling.
I'm Steven. Why are we still talking about wrestling?
We've got some fun stuff in store today. You Should Love Wrestling is a show where we try to convince Steven that he should love wrestling.
Oh, my God.
You should love wrestling, WWE, cause I love wrestling, a lot of love for me. We on the podcast, go with Cliff, Nick, and Steven, but Steven ain't wrestling, gotta make him a believer. I'm all hoping out, I love Ric Flair, The Undertaker, Tombstone on the chair. So tune in every week, cause we got a new guest. You should love wrestling, cause it's the best, yes.
Guys, whenever you shop on Amazon, you can support the show by going to boardwalkaudio.com/youshouldloveWrestling. Click the support our artist button. Shop on Amazon like you normally would. Maybe get yourself some old hit tracks. Maybe some long forgotten songs.
So I guess we'll save the match for the second part of the show because we got to talk about what we just watched.
We were gonna watch this match, and then last minute Bobby brought us a couple of music videos.
Well, first of all, we should. It's been nearly a year, so yep, welcome back to the studio. Let's,
more than happy to be back.
We've got a returning guest today, guys. You know him. He is now Howdy Price. You know him as Howdy Price in Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, and of course, he is also known as Dino Winwood, the former PWG commissioner. But today, he's our friend of the show, wrestler, wrestling personality, manager, actor, voiceover artist, video game developer. He does it all. Bobby Ramos, welcome back, sir.
Happy to be back.
How you doing, man?
Today I'm doing great.
Okay.
I'm doing fantastic, thank you.
So let's talk about what, because you didn't really, we only had the match and we didn't have, we're like, what are we going to watch as sort of a secondary clip today?
Yeah
And you brought in some gold.
Pure gold. Oh my God,
we just watched it.
I'm like confounded. I don't know what to say about this. Let's start with the aha.
So we just watched the, what was this, 1993, I guess?
Yeah.
We just watched the 1993 music video for Lie Down in Darkness by Aha. Yes, the Take on Me Aha band.
Yeah. Thank God they're still working and they went from Take on Me to this.
Yeah, which I said it's like a weird, like a Chris Isaac song through an NXS filter. It's real weird.
Good description. I'd say that's spot on. Yeah.
I know my music.
Yeah.
And so, but here's the weird thing. The video features the WCW tag team, the American Males, which would be Buff Bagwell. And what the hell is the guy's
Scotty
name?
Scotty Riggs.
So Marcus Bagwell. Sorry,
yeah, Marcus Bagwell. This is pre-Buff.
Let's just go to
we
a quick clip
go
of
to
the
a
song,
clip of this.
And then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're like hyperventilating.
Yeah. I turned
it. Because it's so hot.
Oh, dude. It's 90s hot.
It starts with them doing a charkel drawing. Like, that's
Bagwell.
One of the first shots is, Marcus Bagwell doing a charkel drawing.
Uh-huh. And sadly looking up at the camera.
See, since I don't remember this, did they premiere this on WCW TV?
I think they might have. Judging by this video, they probably had to censor a couple things.
I'm sure.
They have. I don't know. How much do they need to censor? There's a long sex scene in this music video.
Yeah,
scene.
And we see, like, his butt, and it's got, like, a thong tan line.
He's got a man thong tan line. And then he just thrusts for, like, too long.
It goes on for a while.
I exclaimed loudly as we were watching it, I'm uncomfortable. I don't want to watch this.
Buff Bagwell and Scotty Riggs are, like, I guess they're fighting over the same woman is the point of this, but I'm pretty sure they want to fuck each other as well.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think there's...
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the legs of Scotty Riggs.
Yeah, so he's got this beautiful, elegant leg. And we had to rewind like four times because I couldn't tell if it was her leg. He's just laying so daintily.
He does have beautiful ginger legs. I love... Which one's this one? The one who's just brooding and flexing the whole time?
That one?
Yes.
That's Marcus Bagwell.
Yeah. Marcus Bagwell the Buff Bagwell the whole time just like flexing like he's a statue
looking at himself.
Looking down like that. They use that shot 100 times of him just like, I really got pecs.
The crazy thing is like he's all like pouty and stuff, but the way he's flexing, it's like he's trying trying to get his muscles to pout too.
Yeah.
Like, move.
My muscles are sad.
So, and then as we said prior to recording, this definitely looks like a hot, like hot bod.
Hot. Yeah.
Like a bod body spray.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Yeah. There's a basketball game going on between these two. And I think basketball, you know, the desire to win the game really reflects their desire to fuck each other. Like, I think that's symbolically what that means.
Put the ball in the hole.
And the woman and each other.
Sure. So they just keep, they're all kissing her. She's kissing. Is she been kissing everyone?
Yeah. She's like, oh, that's a nice picture. She swallows her head.
Hot charcoal painting.
Yeah.
Charcoal.
If I see a girl do a charcoal drawing of anybody, I'm going to make out with her.
Yo, sure.
That's a given. That's a given.
So they're back at the basketball court.
Still at the basketball. This is downtown Los Angeles, something, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's so long. It's so brooding.
This video was directed by Kemper Rogers.
Oh, the Kemper Rogers.
Okay.
Oh, the music video. It says apparently the music video was actually produced in 1995.
Oh, but they premiered it a couple of years early.
Interesting. That doesn't make sense. This is one of the most dirty shots I feel like I see in the whole movie. Look at her hand.
It's a movie to you now, Steve?
Yeah, in the whole movie. It is a movie.
Experience?
She slides her hand into his pants.
Yeah.
Oh, show that again?
Yeah. It's inappropriate. Watch her hands go in.
And then,
whoa!
You're like, wait. She's on the front. She's reaching for some dick. This is so weird. This is so weird to watch. And then, yes, this is the part where he pulls down his pants just a little bit. We just see just a little bit of crack.
A little peek of crack.
Just a little bit of crack. And I want to say, we get no requisite, like, female crack, or even, we don't even get, like, good cleavage from her, frankly.
We get plenty of butt cleavage from him.
Yeah.
We get, you know, just,
what are you doing?
You killed my girl! I'm just going to stand here creepily staring at you.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then we get the best thing at all, but this whole music video.
This ending is why we were breathing heavily.
Because this guy...
So Riggs walks up to Bagwell, and the director is probably like, I don't know, it's like a big conflict at the end. Just keep pointing at each other and say, no, you.
You are, dude.
It's not what you think.
No, you.
You, dude.
You. And so for
her?
A minute, they just start pointing and pushing her.
You.
Get off me, dude. No.
The twist is when he starts pointing at himself.
Me?
Dude, no, us?
You,
it's
me.
It's not you.
No, you and
dude.
Me. And you.
This is you.
Oh my God!
Light out the darkness.
You and me.
Me, you and
get
me.
Get off me, you.
You pointing you.
Her.
Quick, flip your hair.
Wait, my hair.
I can't believe he thinks it's me.
Her.
Me, you.
You.
Back off, dude. It's her and me
and us. Oh my God!
So stupid.
Fucking so bad. They must have had these two guys for 40 minutes and they're like, what can we do?
Yeah.
Like, everything has to be in slow motion. We have to make everything last a long time.
So the lights go down on Buff Bagwell at the end. I guess it just means he's just gonna go jerk off and go to bed.
Probably.
Well, I lost.
That's the sequel song that never got made.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wake up in light.
Yeah, jerk off and go to bed. Uh-huh.
Jerk off and go to bed.
I've never really liked anything about wrestling. But I cannot more enthusiastically suggest stop listening right now. Watch this fucking music video.
Yeah, watch the whole thing.
It only has 57 views on YouTube
oh
right
my
now.
God.
That's like, a crime.
That is a crime. This needs to be the biggest video there's ever. Oh.
This was apparently, this copy here was just uploaded on September 24th.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
A few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like the best quality.
Yeah, somebody's working on this.
Wow.
Wow.
Zero comments.
Because leaves everyone speechless.
I'll go ahead.
This is really incredible.
I'm going to leave the first comment and say thank you.
Yeah, like this video was like, you know those stock photos that you get in frames?
Yeah, right?
Also, combined with the so like, much muscular guys you get like your coworker on a birthday card at Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, right?
Okay. All rolled into one.
It's that blue sepia.
According to this, It says fun facts in the video, and somebody just had a good copy of it and uploaded this, so I trust that this is probably accurate.
They're fucking
it says
heroes.
Kemper Rogers was the person who was in charge of video production of at WCW at the time. So he filmed this video. He was trying to make a transition out of wrestling. I would be legitimately curious to ask Chad Damiani if he happens to know
the deal
of Kemper Rogers.
Oh yeah,
that's for a future episode. See if former WCW manager Chad Damiani knows Kemper Rogers.
Oh, man, I hope the reaction is what it is in my head.
If we could track down Kemper Rogers, we got to bring him on the show. Yeah, what is the reaction in your head?
I was just like, my masterpiece.
Yo, no doubt. No doubt.
I did one great thing in my life. And that was the music video, too.
I tried to make a Calvin Klein ad. It was a bod spray ad, but I think it's good.
I think it's still pretty good.
I tried to have a lawsuit against them for stealing my format.
Yeah,
it didn't work out. The best.
I shot for the moon. I landed on a hill. Good enough.
I landed on a... Not quite a moon, but it was still there.
Wow. Well, that was amazing.
That was really amazing.
That's a 5 out of 5. We're just rating it now.
Yeah. 5.
That is a 5 out of 5.
I've never enjoyed anything that much on this show. It took 93 some odd episodes for me to finally feel a little bit of joy.
Well, I'm happy.
The last time you made me so mad. I don't remember what we talked about, but you made me so mad.
It was heated. It was definitely heated, so this is kind of like a peace offering.
And we've come a long way since then, haven't we?
We've definitely been
commentating together. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I think as soon as that recording was over, I was pretty much fine and happy.
Yeah.
But in that moment.
It was in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
So.
If you will.
And by the way, we did, that was Shibata Ishii.
Yes.
That's right.
Shibata and Ishii.
Which I know you're not going to remember.
Nope.
We watched Katsuyori Shibata versus Tomohiro Ishii from, it was the NJPW G1 Climax 23.
Yeah.
Which was the 2013.
Wow.
G1.
Yeah. Damn.
We're already on 27.
Yeah.
Did you watch the G1 this year?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Thought it was really good.
Very tiring, as always.
Oh, so exhausting.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, what's tonight's... I'll watch this another day.
I know that there are some people, and I do too, like, I really, really like the Japanese commentary. I do like the Japanese commentary, but when you're in, like, the slog of all of those, like, middle G1 shows, and the commentary isn't, like, super hype every single night, and also it's not in a language I understand.
Yeah.
So it is... You are watching so much wrestling, and it does become kind of like a blur.
Yeah,
it's like, oh my god, I don't know what I'm watching anymore.
It's definitely a task for a little bit.
It is.
Plus, there's the shows where there's no commentary. Like you're literally just watching a hard cam of like a fan recording it. It's what it's like.
Right.
And you're just like, man, this is. No, I'm going to watch this tomorrow.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
But by the end, those few matches at the end, oh god,
yeah, it was an incredible year.
Yeah.
We also watched Jumpin' Jeff Farmer.
We did. Yep. We watched Jumpin' Jeff.
Yep. Sure did.
Yep. I don't like it when things aren't going my way.
Oh, okay. That was just the thing. I was sure you just lost the whole glass and everything.
Oh, no. Hang on
to the
glass.
That was good. No, that was fine.
Sticky coaster?
Yeah, I got a sticky coaster.
Should I be worried?
No. No.
You didn't lie down with
inappropriate.
Darkness?
Inappropriate.
Amazon.com sticky coasters? Is that what those are?
It's Wolvie, so that's fine.
Yeah. Wolverine can't masturbate because of the claws.
All right, so then Bobby wanted us to watch another music video, which we did. This was actually the first one that we watched, and also very entertaining.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Not quite as good as that one.
No. I wanted to put the cherry on top. You know?
That, yeah. Start with the dessert. That's what how
oh,
we do
God,
it
the
here.
Sweetest.
Yeah, this is a music video from Rowdy Roddy Piper, entitled, I'm Your Man. And you're looking for someone that treats you right, but never cheat on me. Yeah.
Yeah, so this song, this video, Roddy Piper's just like, he's all smiley in this video.
Hugest shit-eating grin I've ever seen have.
We just did an episode on Mr. Piper.
We did.
And I was, this whole music video, I'm like, this isn't your personality. You're not allowed to, like, smile and, like, sing romantically to me.
Yeah, because you got, like, nothing but, like, big jerky heel stuff.
Yeah.
Piper. And now you're like, what the hell?
Well, yeah, what does he do? He's now, he's got his Zumbas, right?
Yeah, he's got those Zumbas.
Yeah, we were saying, though, he looks great in this video.
It's the best shape he's been in his entire career.
Yeah, he was like cut during this era.
Yeah, he really was. And you know, they've got his name on the sign at the Hollywood Bowl
versus Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he's not performing at the Hollywood Bowl. He's not singing at the Hollywood Bowl. But man, they got his name on the sign. There's nothing else at the Hollywood Bowl.
This is such a weird song. It really sounds like I don't even know what it sounds like. It's like it could be an Elvis Costello song, but it was sung by Billy Joel instead.
Yeah, and then like the backing band was the Outfield.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Outfield. And then Billy Joel crashed his car into the Outfield. And he was like, "Well,
this is what it is.
Bring in somebody else. We'll get some session something. Guys.
He's your man."
Yeah,
I thought the whole sound. To me, the whole sound was just like an early '90s, late '80s like shaving cream commercial. Like,
yeah.
I could see that as like the sensual jingle to go with it.
It's Tom,
you man, Gillette.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the scenery's definitely there too because it's always on the beach.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah,
like because you can't go to the beach when you got stubble.
No. You gotta be smooth as what is that? That Scott guy's legs.
Yeah, Scotty Riggs' legs.
Beautiful angel thigh.
That needs to be like a measurement of smoothness.
Yeah. That was. I've never seen anything smoother.
Like, no, feel this. Really.
It's like Scotty Riggs' legs.
We had to go back. I had to see if it was somehow her leg. It's his.
No, I mean, yeah, no. I've never seen a woman's legs that smooth. There's no way. There's no way. I like this bit too, where he's like attacking her with kelp. He's like Roddy Piper's with this girl, and they're on the beach, and they're just best friends. But he's like really flinging kelp at her.
It looks like it's when he's trying to like mafia strangle her with it.
Yeah,
like, yeah, a little weird.
He's like, "I'll take you out."
And he's staring out into the distance, smiling at something.
He's also extra orange in this video.
Extraordinarily orange.
Yeah. It's so weird. There's also a part where he hides from a wave. Like, he's like cool and jumping and happy, and then he ducks under a wave. It's like, oh no. But the best part is the end again.
Yeah.
It's this where he's just talking. He's like, "I'm not Prince. I'm not the new kids on the block. I'm the whole block." It goes on for like a third of the video.
Yeah, and then he's got like this weird like Burgess Meredith style trainer in his boxing gym.
Yeah.
Which at the beginning of the video, he's singing only to him. So you're kind of like, "Hot Rod, really?
I'm your man?
You didn't know you buttered your bread."
"No, you.
Yeah, yeah.
You. You're you.
Me.
Him.
Me?
Your man.
You're not me.
Her.
Your man.
Bag?
Her? She's you? Your man?
No. Dude.
Team.
Her. Her." Okay, guys, this is great. 20 more minutes of that, we got a music video.
Oh, dude.
No. And I was there, and her and you and me.
Me?
No, dude, no. No.
Pronouns.
No.
Pronouns.
So there's that video. He's orange. Looks great, but he's orange.
He's your man.
God rest his perfect soul.
That song, yeah, I guess I don't hate that song.
God.
By the way, I actually don't hate that Aha song either. I kind of like
it's catchy
song.
As shit.
Yeah.
Aha had to go write some jingles.
I kind of like both.
Yeah. I think I like both of these songs. Aha definitely wins by, you know,
a landslide.
Yeah. Guys, I'm sorry. I just don't know what to do anymore.
You could add it to your playlist.
I will. Here's the thing. I'm just sad.
But we've shown you wrestling music videos. Like, we've shown you, like, Real American.
And Real American's trash compared to this.
It's garbage. Yeah,
it's terrible.
I'm just sad because I know we're going to have to talk about wrestling, and I'm trying to prolong the moment where I don't have to.
What else can we talk about, Steve?
Well, we could watch Light Out of Darkness again.
Yeah, we can just watch it again.
You?
Me?
Us?
So, Bobby, that we've watched these two videos, I am curious, since we usually start with, you know, what got you to wrestling or what have you been doing with wrestling for returning guests, blah, 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 so et cetera. So now that we've started out a little oddly and watched these music videos, Bobby, how are things going?
Yeah. Oh, they're going great.
How's the wrestling world?
The wrestling world is definitely taking an interesting turn. I'm managing currently a championship wrestler from Hollywood under the name Howdy Price, which is a very classic, sleazy, southern car dealer kind of character with a Latino twist.
Were you Alabama? Is that where you said he's from?
He's from numerous places.
Like, okay.
I never like to put a pin on anything.
I like that.
And just sort of go there. Like, when I first started as a character named Robert Stamos, I was really, really hickish, but I never told them where I was from.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So it was definitely something that I like to do. Like, I want people to guess, so just reading into all the different types of dialects that southern accents have, I slip into the promos here and there.
Oh,
so
I like that.
That way they can't really tell, like, where the hell is this guy from?
Easter eggs for the audience to figure out. It's like an interactive game.
It is. Uh-huh. I am the Mist.
Choose your own egg. Yeah. Choose your own adventure.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. How are things going at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood? How's the houses these days?
Oh, they're doing great. Anytime there's a taping, we get a pretty good packed house, and a lot of the talent there is definitely coming up into their own, and it's nice that we have local characters, and you know, we bring in a few people from out of state and stuff like that, and they still stand out.
Yeah, so. You guys just had Jack Swagger, right?
Yeah, we just had Jack Swagger, and then a previous episode we had El Patron.
That's
he was
right.
there.
I did see that. Yes. And I'm starting to see a lot. I mean, Eric and Ty particularly, but I'm starting mm-hmm. to see a lot of people like on different posters for different events. And I'm like, oh, those are Championship Wrestling from Hollywood guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're getting their names out there.
Hell yeah.
It's really nice to see, especially in the state of PWG. So,
uh-huh.
It's like, hey, we got wrestlers here too.
Mm-hmm. are your personas constantly conflicting with each other inside of you?
I've actually managed to balance them pretty well. Dino is a big piece of shit. He's
Dino and Howdy just argue. You,
yeah,
no, me, no, you
piece of shit. Like, uh-huh. Oh, me, huh? Yeah. So it's uh-huh. we're just constantly arguing, and I'm just standing there flipping my hair
mm-hmm.
in my denim.
So. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to see his butt again.
You still yeah, watching it again?
That yeah. thong tan line.
Look at
so good.
We're gonna just take a picture of that and
light
put it on.
Yeah.
I might. No, you know what? I was gonna say I might put that. I could put that on Twitter. I could put that on our Twitter pic.
Yeah.
If we put that on Facebook, it'll probably get flagged.
If we just can we put that as our avatar, just the thong, and see what? Like,
yeah.
See if they can
see if
it
gets
out.
Flagged.
Yeah. I want to know. I want to.
This video.
It's so good. You know, yeah. I feel like we need to do the work of redubbing all of it. Like, no. Hey!
What?
Come on, dude.
Yes, put all that in there.
We need to do.
Do we just take the music out completely?
Take
and
the music
out
yeah.
fully in voices?
Music video
come
music.
Come with me. What is that?
No, 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 man. No. It's not what you think.
For the transitions, it's just like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Fade out.
No!
Her!
Over there!
Whoa,
no!
You! Whoa.
Me? I saw your butt. I saw
That's
your
why
butt.
He's so shameful about it. He's just
My
looking
butt.
Down.
Guys, find this video, boardwalkaudio.com/YouShouldLoveWrestling. Watch it forever.
Jesus
Never
Christ.
Stop watching this AHA music video.
Never stop watching it. Never, ever stop.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, my God. Hey, guess what, Steven?
Yeah.
We have some wrestling to talk about.
Okay. Can
today.
We take a commercial break and maybe I just...
Yeah, let's take a quick
take
commercial
some
break.
Take painkillers and...
We'll come back, yeah. do the wrestling, and we'll come back and do it full force.
And we're back. Actually, I didn't ask. Do you need to take a break?
Oh, no, we're no? good. We're
All right,
good
then
to
I'm going to do that again. And we're back.
All right.
Yeah. So
Bobby, today's match you wanted to talk about, we're going to be talking about an ECW match
mm-hmm.
from 2000. It's from the Guilty as Charged pay-per-view.
Correct.
It's ECW World Heavyweight Champion Mike Awesome defending the title against Little Spike Dudley.
Little Spike Dudley?
Why did you pick this match?
Well, I've always enjoyed Spike Dudley's matches because, to me, he was the more believable little man. Like, you had your Rey Mysterios who does the Hurricanrana and stuff like that. It's fun and it's exciting. Well, right. as Spike Dudley, he is a brawler. Like, he is your everyday little guy. Not the most prettiest crayon in the box.
Mm-hmm. No.
But the fact that he goes into this match ready to just kill Mike Awesome, because I don't know if they showed the build-up to it.
Mm-hmm.
He was fighting Mike Awesome to challenge for the title, and Spike Dudley's girlfriend came into the ring.
Yeah. Did you see that in the video package?
Yeah.
And she busted her nose open.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
Awesome
like,
just
bleeding out of her mouth.
Avalanched her into the ropes, and it busted her teeth out. And
yeah.
so, like, this is already heated enough, so when I was a kid watching this, I'm like, this is going to be nuts. Like,
mm-hmm.
here we go. Like, oh, Spike's setting up the tables and everything, and he's ready to rock.
Yeah.
And within the opening seconds of the match,
yeah.
Mike Awesome puts his little ass through a table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is real to me, because mm-hmm. a little guy is not going to get the upper hand unless he sneak attacks.
Yeah.
Spike just went full in, like, right away, and
yeah.
Mike just overpowers.
It's always so interesting to go back and watch Mike Awesome and, like, how well, like, booked as, like, a powerhouse he was in ECW.
Yeah.
Because after he got to WCW and WWF, it's like, what are you doing with this guy?
Yeah, they really pissed him away, and it sucks, too, because, like, if you watch any of the documentaries on that, he just he took the most money because ECW really wasn't paying a lot.
Sure.
So, like, I mean, he got shit for it, naturally. I mean, you're their champion and you want to just walk away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, to me, it's always been like, well, the guy's got a family to feed and,
yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. But his matches were always incredible until he got to WCW.
Right.
Well, there was that one moment where he powerbombed Shaggy Two-Dope.
Oh, yeah.
On the top of the bus, and he slid off and hit the concrete.
Yeah, ICP's Shaggy Two-Dope.
Okay, I don't know who Shaggy... I mean, I
understand. The Insane Clown Posse. Well, we've talked about that they wrestle. You know, there's like Juggalo wrestling as
a
thing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they did it as part of the WCW.
Mm-hmm. And they were in WWF, too.
Jesus Christ.
They were in all three. They were associated with fucking cockroaches.
In WWF, they were associated with the Oddities, and they even did the Oddities theme song.
Oh, I hated that song.
Well, me too. It's terrible.
It was so bad.
They're the worst. Any Juggalo is the worst.
So, Stephen, although, to be fair, they did protest the Nazis.
Yeah,
I'm like,
as a former Juggalo, I could tell you there's not a lot of bad ones. There's definitely some interesting apples. Not all rotten.
Wow.
Ooh, yeah, I was undercover for the FBI.
Okay, so
it's like Charlie Sheen beyond the law.
As a former undercover Juggalo.
Yes.
Got it.
Undercover Juggalo.
I think we just came up with a screenplay.
Great.
Well, dude, it'll be like Cruising, but with clown paint.
Oh my God, yeah.
It sucks is I feel like we've had a few. We've done that enough times where it's just like, well, that title would sell. Like, we should just start working on undercover.
If you
want to
work on undercover Juggalo, I'll write you an opening scene.
Whoop, whoop.
So,
family. Hey, what's up, everybody? Go Fago with Violet J. Y'all gonna get some of that Fago, man. Y'all get some of that Fago.
They're the worst. I love this. Wait, wasn't that the big reveal for Juggalos? Is that they're like Christians or something? Wasn't that their big swerve at the end?
I think that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like Christians.
Yeah. Good.
Christian.
And they were undercover the whole time. There's like a lot of layers to it. It's just like wrestling.
Yeah, so many layers.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, Spike Dudley is thrown through a table.
That was perfect. Right when we came back, he was already over the shoulders and going through the table. I also noticed this matches with the announcer. What's his butt?
Joey Styles.
That's him. I forgot his name, but Joey Styles.
And Cyrus, the Virus, Don Callis.
Don Callis.
Who's now...
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. I was talking to Kenny Omega today. Oh, man, what a guy.
We're Canadian.
He's so awesome. I mean, anybody from Canada.
That's it. That's since I wanted
my Don Callis. That's a really good Don.
Yeah, yeah, it is good. We got the Impression Boys back.
Yeah.
I just noticed Joey Styles in this one. I thought, oh, I get it now. He did a good job setting this up, this match up, and commentating throughout. I get it. They had me watch a Joey Styles a match that he commentated however many weeks ago, and I couldn't hear any of it over the ECW like mics. The crowd mix of.
You know how sometimes Joey Styles was not turned up loud enough?
No, he was
ever.
Not. I'm like, did they post-production this really badly?
Yeah, right?
They just said, like, mix it all equal. We want everything to be about the same volume. Hitting the mat as loud as people screaming, as loud as people talking. All the same.
Yeah, we just watched in our Stephen Lowe episode,
that's right.
An ECW match. And then we also watched the Joey Styles worked shoot from Raw.
Oh, yeah.
He mocks God! Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what
he mocks God. He mocks God!
Mike! He mocks God!
So stupid. Chris, he was an undercover Christian.
I was just going to say, ICP and Joey Styles, undercover Juggalos and Christians.
Definitely.
They all know how magnets work.
Yeah. Definitely Joey Styles.
Yeah.
That's the test. If like a juggalo slides like a magnet across the desk, like, how's that work? And if you answer correctly, they'll fucking kill you.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know.
One knows.
I don't know, ninja.
Miracles.
It's like the proper response is, the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah. What is that, ninja? I don't know what that is.
You let a Fago cap go bad.
What's wrong with this Fago cap?
I don't know, dude. That they say ninja. Yep. And I know it. I know it in my heart. Like if I think hard about the tropes of the ICP,
if I sit here and think real hard about Juggalos,
but every time somebody says something about Juggalos and then slips in ninja, man, it kills me. That's instant comedy. Anyway, let's talk about this.
Yes, we're talking about the match. So Spike Dudley. Oh, and then he goes through like the double tables.
Yeah, he's literally thrown through every table that he set up.
Yeah,
you just got. I would say you just got. If we're not mistaken, and I don't think we were, that was like your first taste of Spike Dudley a couple weeks ago. Do you remember?
Okay, was he the third Dudley
in
the three two tag team match, the tables, ladders, and chairs?
Our episode with.
Who knows that?
Jesse Klein.
Jesse Klein.
We watched TLC 2. TLC 2.
That was my limitless moment. I realized I knew it was tables, ladders, and chairs. Wow.
Wow.
That's
limitless?
That's about as far as I can go.
As in that
wrestling
movie where like Bradley Cooper takes a pill?
Drugs.
I think you meant the show.
Not Bradley Cooper takes a pill. Okay, sorry.
But Bradley Cooper does make an appearance.
Oh.
Okay.
I've heard. I don't really know. I think that's the thing.
My shock was mostly, you watched it.
Right. I'm here to pass the mantle on to you, Cadley Brooper. Cadley Brooper.
Or in the case of recasting, Adam Scott.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. He's a great replacement, by the way.
Yeah.
Is he on that show for real?
No, he's on the new Wet Hot American Summer season. Yeah.
Oh,
he replaced Bradley Cooper.
Yes, yeah. That's right. I haven't seen the new one yet. Was it pretty good?
Oh, it's fantastic. I binged it. I had no intentions of binging it, and I finished it.
And he plays the same character.
Yeah, Bradley
really funny.
Cooper. With the conceit. What did he say at the beginning? Like, oh, I'm just nervous to see everyone. I don't know if I'm like different since my. Like he got a nose job. That's all. And they just never talk about it again.
That's the nice thing about all that Wet Hot stuff is because it's so goofy.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. And they could just write that off. Like, what a luxury to have when you're doing like comedy as opposed to like, man, we really got to work around this in our drama series.
Just do whatever you want. I mean, it's the same as wrestling. Just do whatever you want.
I mean, kind of.
It'll make sense, sort of.
Although then again, they did try to do things like make fake Diesel and fake Razor Ramon.
Yeah,
that didn't work.
That did not work. That was what I call the who was the daughter on Roseanne that they switched with Sarah Chalk?
Oh wow! I didn't know Sarah.
What's her face?
Was it Becky?
I don't remember.
I think it was Becky. Might have been Becky.
John
Becky's
Goodman,
the daughter.
John Goodman was the daughter originally.
Yeah,
hey, Rosie, I can't play dual roles.
Yeah, but they did try to swap somebody. I mean, I never really watched Roseanne that much, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they definitely switched, and they even like commented on it too, like during a clip show.
Really?
Yeah, because John Goodman played an older DJ who was traumatized, and he just kept saying, they say she's the same, but she isn't the same. Like, he just kept saying that, and then they showed clips of the daughters being totally different.
What? She's not the same.
That's great. That's so funny.
Yeah, recasting's weird.
Yeah. Seinfeld had a different dad in the early episodes.
Family Matters.
Yeah. It happens everywhere.
Yeah.
The original.
You've been trying to recast me, Steven.
Oh, man. I'm trying to recast myself.
No, I can stay.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, you guys do whatever you want. Yeah. I just don't want to be a party to it anymore.
Trying to replace you with Cadley Brooper.
Get limitless, Cadley Brooper.
So we're still watching a wrestling match.
Yes.
Go back. We might need to rewind a little bit.
We can if we have to. I mean, yeah.
I have really legitimately always loved and been impressed with Spike Dudley. I mean, you know. Spike Dudley is maybe shorter than me, doesn't weigh all that much more than me. It's like, I really always admired what this guy did because he's ballsy as fuck.
Yes, he is.
Sort of got a Garth look going on.
Oh, for sure. Like the straw, stringy, blonde hair
and the thick glasses that were taped up in the beginning that are nowhere to be seen now.
And we've mentioned on this show, too, that Spike Dudley in real life is like a teacher.
Yeah, he was a teacher. And the thing is, like, the guy would take the most disgusting bumps, and yet he would be like, okay, well, I'll see you guys next show.
Yeah.
Even if his leg was broken, like, dude, take time off, please.
Go teach some kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so he's a teacher. He can't be an idiot, but he might be. But he's a crazy person, and he's just taking these, I mean, in this arena, too, like, guys are just taking bumps through tables on a hard concrete floor with zero padding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wet concrete.
That Mike Awesome jump that we have where he goes over the rope and just slips on the concrete, that looks awful. That looks bad.
Yeah,
it looks like it hurts.
It's dangerous.
I recently fell on ice. I think I might have mentioned this on a previous episode. I was playing broomball, which is just like hockey without skates, and you just wear shoes and you run on the ice.
Sounds lame.
It's lame. It's fun, but it reminded me of Mike Awesome's fall, like where you're like, oh, my feet are under me, and now they're not, and I'm on the ground, and I hurt my knee, and I was out for like 3 weeks. Yeah. I wasn't doing shit for like 3 weeks. I was like, no, Mike, don't do anything. Lay down.
What the fuck's that game where you do brooms on the ice and you push like tea kettles?
Curling.
Yes, curling. Yeah. Curling. That's it. That's what I thought you were going to say you were doing at first.
Oh, you wish.
I kind of do wish.
I went with friends to go curling once. They found a place that did it. If I remember right, it was like in the deep valley, like I want to say like Ontario or something like that. Like, okay. I don't even know if that counts. That's not the valley, but you know what I mean. And we did it once, and I was like, this is stupid. I also totally misunderstood curling. When you sweep it, makes it go faster. Yeah. I thought that slowed it down.
Oh, because it's like clearing the ice or something?
It creates water, which makes it slide easier. Oh. Like you're warming it up, and it makes it slide easier. I just assumed they were like roughing it up, which would slow it down.
Yeah. It's like a very Canadian sport, right?
Extraordinarily.
That's why
Canadian.
They had it in Ontario. That makes
Ontario,
sense.
California. Yeah. Ontario,
the
California.
The other CA.
Oh, welcome to Ontario, California, eh?
So, it's just you guys, or do you have like a whole group coming?
Yeah, you guys, well, after we go curling, you guys want to go surfing there, eh?
I'm sorry to assume.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
If that was
over
Ontario,
here, have a Labatt and some avocado.
Here's poutine. If that was Ontario's bit as like a city, like if they just,
I'd be okay
live
with
there,
that.
Still yeah, live there. If they
it's the
just
only place
all
California
agreed,
you
yeah,
get Tim Hortons coffee. Yeah, well, so.
we have universal healthcare only in this city. Only here.
Oh, love hockey.
Oh, we love Chris Jericho.
It's so hot. Oh. It's 110 degrees.
Wow. Consideration goon.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Well, Mario Lemieux.
I'm gonna go ahead and send a petition out to Ontario, see if they'll get that started.
Yep.
Start that bit up for their actual town.
So back to the match again.
Please.
Mike Awesome, I also love it too, because Spike Dudley gets a lot of this all through his career. People just pick him up by his clothes and hurl him all over the place.
Yeah.
You want to talk about an underdog and a guy who's good at playing that role?
Yeah.
Spike Dudley.
The fact that they would, like, Bam and Bigelow used to pick him up and throw him into the audience, and they would have to catch him.
Yeah.
And it's just, when you have a crowd surfing spot in your matches, that definitely says something, because you don't see that anymore.
No, you really don't. Yeah, they don't do, very little crowd interaction, and I get it, you know.
Don't want to hurt anybody or get sued.
Yeah, and fans are jumping in the ring and doing stupid shit, so I know they try to create that divide these days, because if you go, you know, I don't know, I feel like there's probably a fine line that if you start breaking too much into the audience, they're gonna be like, we're part of the show now.
Yeah. It's going pretty bad with the chants and everything these days.
Shitty chants.
Oh god.
that sign, it's people just put it up at PWG. No shitty chance.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh my god. I would chant the fuck out of that.
I just saw, I know. No shitty chance. I just saw the other day,
I'd support you on that.
Yeah. A fan tried to run into the ring at an NXT house show.
Yes, during Kyle heavy Riley, machinery.
Kyle O'Reilly kicked him in the head.
He kicked him
kicked him in the head.
What else can you do?
What the fuck? Well, you get in the ring.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be there.
That's crazy.
I'm part of the
ship.
Good.
You deserved it. That was like the Inception sound mixed with a fart.
I'm in the ring and I farted.
Fartception.
This is a smart episode.
It feels. I mean, once you start with those two music videos, you have nowhere to go but down.
Down.
I gotta just point out a couple things about this. Yeah. So yep. Spike Dudley. I was watching this. One, he comes out like everybody really likes him. I feel like, or at least the audience is just on board. He kind of goes out with like this stompy, sort of like goofy attitude of like, I'm putting up these tables. Like it's very Spike. Yeah, yeah, right? Like,
yeah, he's all
one,
business coming in.
Yeah, but it's like a kid. It's like kid business.
It's definitely kid business. Like, do you remember that shirt from like the 1980s? It's the angry duck, and he's very stern looking, and it says, I'm the boss.
Yes.
That's what Spike Dudley is coming into the ring as.
He's the boss. I am not familiar with this weird duck shirt.
I will send you a picture.
I had that when I was a kid. I think our resident hacker, Nick Gligger, is going to find this shirt. But yeah, he comes in very like tough like that.
That's the one.
Wow.
The boss.
I've never.
I'm the boss. Never saw this? The original boss.
Right?
There's this something firing, boss. But I don't remember this really.
This wow. boss actually likes their fans.
Why so. Is this? Is this a? This isn't a character or anything, is
no,
it?
No, it's just a legally safe Donald who's pissed off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the boss, California.
It's like a Bort Simpson.
Yeah.
Bort. Bort license plate.
That's the original Dolan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
there's that jump.
God damn, that poor guy. Look how quickly the
this is
feet
crazy.
Are not under him anymore. See, fan.
Oh, my God. He just slips right. I mean, he's lucky he didn't. Oh, so by the way, first of all, Mike Awesome's lucky he didn't get a concussion right there.
Yeah.
Second of all, did you notice that dive that Spike Dudley does when he jumps through the ropes? He does that tope through the ropes.
Yeah.
And his feet catch the ropes.
And Mike saves him at the last
catches
second.
His head. Had he not, his head would have splatted all over that concrete. Like
who? Mm-hmm. I didn't. Oh, catch
it was earlier in the match.
Somewhere
like
earlier
Spike
in the middle of the match.
Suicide dive through the ropes, and his feet did get caught.
Yeah.
Interesting. I missed this one entirely.
Yeah, he just grabs his head, and I don't even know if he necessarily meant to.
No.
But he sure as hell, he gets it just right.
It was fluid enough because he went into a move. Like,
is it right around here?
I think this might be it. I think this might be it.
Give it a
second. Watch this, Steven. You might notice.
He's going to
catch Spike. That's
somebody threw him off screen.
Yeah, exactly.
The unknown character. Unknown combatant.
That's like my favorite camera angle for wrestling matches, too. It's like you don't see them coming.
Yeah.
So it looks like somebody just chucked them across the room.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Ragdolled them.
Well, I think this is it.
Kota Ibushi's good at that, just jumping in frame.
Yeah. It's like, holy shit, you fell from a cloud.
Right. Where did you come from?
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too. Mike Awesome, really. Yeah, you guys already said this.
Like that old Taco Bell font.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Double vision with the flames in the background.
Taco Bell.
The new steak grilled fajita.
Yeah, right.
Only available at ECW.com.
ECW Taco Bells.
Mike Awesome plays like this guy as like a big strong guy. He plays it really well, I think, just the whole time. I was into that. Everybody else really sells him too as a good big strong guy.
Okay.
From like when they're saying things like you know that, like, or no, they do. Sorry, I'm like losing my train of thought here because I'm trying to watch this at the same time and find it. Like they say, like a clothesline from Mike Awesome is different. Like they're every single thing that they say. They're like, no, it's you don't get it. This guy is different.
No, you
me.
No, you,
him,
her.
Be my favorite. That would be my favorite wrestling commentary if they just broke into that. But then there's also this other element too where. Like, again, to, like, say how strong he is, they mentioned that he beat up this girl.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, briefly, like, what a weird angle that he's, like, he just... Why did he smash that girl?
Right.
Like,
that. We talked about it, like you mentioned Spike Dudley's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We didn't really talk about, like, at the beginning, he grabs the mic... Spike Dudley grabs the mic and Don Callis is like, oh, you shouldn't be out here. You can't cut a promo.
Yeah.
He's always exposing the business and everything.
He
says,
oh, it's my gimmick, Joey.
So weird.
So he grabs the mic and he's like, you've made a reputation for, like, what does he say? Something about and beating women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being like, strong and beating women.
That is you are really making it very clear. You're a bad guy. This guy is the heeliest of heels.
Guy is bad. Yeah, the other part. So he goes like, "Oh, he knocked out his teeth. Knocked out her teeth." And then he gets that clothesline like, "Might have even knocked out Spike Dudley's teeth." Like, it was he's real strong. Which also I like that because what it implies is that, like, somehow men teeth are stronger than women teeth.
Everyone knows that the calcium deficiency in males is higher than women's.
That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Ask my
the
friend.
Gums hold them in better. Yeah. When regular.
Ask my friend Corey Menteith.
Corey Menteith here.
Rest in peace, Corey.
Again,
Menteith.
Joy Styles again crushing it. He's like, Spike Dudley has to get up in the air to attack to even be able to be effective against Mike Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
which leaves him more vulnerable.
So here's my question: are you saying you actually kind of like at least the logic that they're trying to to put over in this match?
Oh, I appreciate the effort.
Okay,
I appreciate the effort. Yeah,
that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't do that anymore.
You're right.
Oh, look, Roman Reigns, when he jerks off his hand, it makes it hard and it hurts when they Superman punch. I'm like, no, you
asshole.
His
fingers are coming.
Yeah, like, you got to tell a little more story to it. And I do appreciate, again, like, that Steven recognizes that they are putting an effort into selling this character. There it is.
There it is. Yes, we found it.
His feet get caught.
Holds his head. I think he would have smashed his
Saved him like a little
face.
Baby.
Because I've seen an instance where somebody smacks their face on the concrete. Like, oh, shit.
He would have destroyed his mouth.
And then
he would have no teeth left.
That's so funny. I also just like that, yeah, so Spike goes through, catches his feet on the ropes, about to go straight down. He catches it, his head, and then Mike Awesome just hits him on the back of the head.
Yeah, it's like, well, you're safe now, so back to the match.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. You know, I mean, I will say, yes, I do think they kind of put over the reality, or however you want to say it, the ringside. Go ahead.
And I like that you really notice the commentary in this match, because sometimes you do not at all.
I get Joey Styles from this match.
Okay,
I do.
And you can hear him,
because right? I can hear him. I'm sure at some point I've heard
show.
Him before.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I get what's happening and why that's helpful. I will say though, like, we talk about the Roman Reigns jerking off his hand. There is an element too where it's like, well, there's no justifying that. Like, there's
it's just his version of hulking up.
Yeah. There's nothing you could possibly say to explain it, and I feel like there's a good handful of things that are like that. Like, even we all kind of know that Spike Dudley isn't really stronger from jumping. Like, that doesn't really make a lot of sense, but yeah, you can kind of bend
your
reality.
But you can
there.
Buy into the slightly heightened logic of like, oh, okay, but because it makes sense. It's like,
there's
if he gets a running start,
yes,
if he jumps
has
higher,
to put all of his body weight into
right.
it.
Yeah. Right. There's a logic to it that you can buy. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas, like, if you tried to justify the Roman Reigns thing, like, uh-oh, he pulled on his forearm.
Right.
Well, his carpal tunnel brace is getting pulled down.
Yeah, oh, God.
he's taking off his elbow pad, and here it's about to get really painful.
Well, that
makes sense though.
It does make sense. It actually does make more sense. Like, if you bonked somebody in the forehead with your elbow and had a thick pad on,
yes,
you'd get like a thud, as opposed to like if you did this
bone to skin,
like fucking we saw when Brock Lesnar busted open Randy Orton hard way with an exposed elbow. He legitimately bust you open.
Exactly.
Am I making this up, or maybe I'm saying this wrong in my head, but what I think I'm thinking of is John Cena taking off his like little
armbands.
Doesn't he do that too?
Well,
he does it in his entrance.
He does.
Oh,
I thought
that was like a move he did. I think I'm confusing.
You're thinking of the five knuckle shuffle. He just brushes it off and does the fist.
No,
he will throw an armband out in the ring. You're thinking of The Rock's people's elbow.
Okay, I'm combining the people's elbow
with the five knuckle shuffle
with the five knuckle,
which is kind of the same setup.
Yeah,
it really is the same bit.
Yeah. A lot of five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah, The Rock will come out and he'll pose and he'll take off his thing and he'll throw it in the ring, and then he'll go back in the ropes, and then he'll come down with the elbow.
Okay, that one I'm fine with.
Okay.
I apologize.
Because it's The Rock.
Well, no, because that one sort of makes sense. I honestly just imagine John Cena's little, like, fabric, you know, tennis, like, armband thing.
Got
like I thought it was that, but no, I'm fine with this elbow band. Doesn't really matter. Whatever, guys. Ring psychology, you get it. this whole thing is, it's just brutal the whole time, and Bobby, you pointed out something that was interesting, is like, there's no way for Spike to win. Like as you're watching, there's no way for him to win unless he's sneaky. Yeah. So this
classic
whole
David and Goliath in a wrestling story.
Yeah. So like watching this match, there's a part of it where I'm like, oh, is there like Spike Dudley seems to be favored in a way. Obviously, like Mike Awesome's a giant, but is there going to be a way that Mike Awesome loses this match?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Especially Spike Dudley, you know. Joey points out this acid drop a lot. Like,
yes.
I'm like, oh, is this going to be the big finisher that's going to get, it's going to somehow take down Mike Awesome?
Right.
And
he does it to the table. He does it off the ropes. Does it in the ring. Yeah.
Does he repeatedly? So is that count? Is he successfully doing the acid drop in this a lot? Okay.
Yeah.
Because he does it early over the barrier, and I'm like, is that an acid drop? Does that really count?
Because he still does it. And then he doesn't have anywhere to pin him. But runs over the barricade and he slams him onto it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Like
fair enough.
A little running bulldog that he does.
I wasn't sure if it had to be like over the ropes or something like that. Like he has to send him over the ropes. So I was like, maybe if he does like this right thing, it'll like really work and it'll
die. The way that he does it in the ring is he grabs them and he would run up the turnbuckle and spin around. And yeah. That's the way he does it.
Yeah.
The post, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember that from TLC 2 when he ran up the stairs and did his little thing, and it was he's a big, little fast little man.
Yeah.
I remember Fast Little Man.
What was that originally from? Fast Little Man.
The Fast Little Man we saw on the street outside iOS.
Oh, Fast Little Man. Oh yeah, that's a deep callback.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted if you'd remembered, but I still think we just saw the fastest little man past on Cosmo. But he was walking. He wasn't running.
Yeah,
he was speed walking. He was walking
down the street.
He was 4'3".
We just all kept saying Fast Little Man.
He got to where he needed to go.
Yeah, fastly and littly.
Yep,
he really did.
Yeah. Oh man, nothing could stop him.
Nothing could stop Fast Little Man.
I hope you're out there, Fast Little Man. I really do.
Oh, what did you think of Judge Jeff Jones?
What is that?
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like when he was managing earlier on, because like he had just came back with Mike Awesome, and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot they had a judge guy. Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
like, it's a bad gimmick.
I don't know much about him.
Yeah, he's just like, I said it's you to face this guy. And I'm like, man, this is as corny as this Fed gets.
Yeah.
Like, it's really bad.
It is a corny gimmick.
It does feel corny, and he feels like a distraction. Like, I feel like the stuff he's doing doesn't help the match or sell it or whatever. Like, yeah, you can even see a shadow.
Yeah.
I was like, just slow down, man. Like, do less.
Look at that fucking Caesar haircut that he has, too. Sign of the times.
Yeah. Really?
Those are the good old days.
Now, if it was Judge Judy in the ring.
Judge Judy Jones, I would watch if that happened. Oh, yeah. And then we get this great bit where Spike is trying to strangle Mike Awesome with some random fucking extension cable.
The camera cable.
Yeah. Those aren't expensive, Spike. Okay.
No.
God.
Heyman in the back. Don't fucking choke him with that.
We need it.
These shits are rentals.
We burned through all of our cables.
So this is the point of the match where I'm like, okay, you know, it seems like Spike, like you said, is been a little deceptive, kind of pulling sneaky moves. This might be the end of it that really kills Mike Awesome finally. But that's not how this ends. He goes for like one last acid drop, and then Mike Awesome just slams him and goes for the pin. Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, he lost. That feels right.
I got to admit, though, this is a solid build from both of these guys too, because at the end, you know, there are really moments where you think, like, especially if you're watching this for the first time, there are moments where they legitimately make me believe. It's like, ooh, he might win.
Yeah.
Could he win? Like, I thought they both played their roles great in this.
They definitely played their part well. Like, Spike is known, like, he was called the Giant Killer for a reason.
Yeah,
like, he would face against like huge people, One Man Gang and like Big Dick Dudley and stuff like that. And I still laugh at that name too.
Big Dick Dudley.
But it's
the first time I've been exposed to Big Dick Dudley.
But he would always overcome the obstacles. That's why people, when watching this match going into it, like, he could win.
Yeah.
And the storytelling, even on the commentary, helps for people who aren't sold on him.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, every little element to this match definitely puts into me the better underdog story that a lot of WWE matches try to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually the announcers are too busy plugging the next upcoming event and talking about nothing.
How this match is very physical, because what other kind of thing would this wrestling match be?
A physical match.
This is vintage maneuver, even though he's done it all the time.
Yeah, instead of telling us about, like, the psychology of why things are happening, like in this match, stuff that you appreciate, why things are happening, what the game plan is for both guys, how one could win in this match, instead of being like, earlier on tonight, we saw Bray Wyatt come out and walk around and be spooky. That's coming up next. And it's like talk about now.
Yeah, please talk about now.
Talk about the match.
Live in the moment. Fuck.
Yeah.
God.
That's why, you know, they're I don't even like calling them commentators, because, like, they don't really commentate. And that's why, like, back in the 80s, you'd hear, like, Bobby Heenan and anyone call themselves broadcast journalists.
Yep.
Because they would pay attention to the match. They wouldn't talk about all the other matches that are coming in. This is the match that's happening right now. This is why they hate each other. How do you think they're feeling right now? Like, still, my favorite commentary moment from Gorilla Monsoon was during the long career-ending match of Macho Man Randy Savage versus Warrior at Mania 7. Savage kicks out of Warrior's pin attempt, and Warrior's looking up and raising his hands, and Gorilla's like, he's asking the gods, is this my destiny? Or is it my time to step aside? I'm like,
right.
Holy shit. Like, that's nobody great. Talks about that. He knows the character.
Yep.
He's building it up to the audience.
Yeah.
And it's the camera angles, like the camera crew is actually doing their job and getting the right angles. Because if you watch the video productions, whether it be of ECW or early WWF, they're shooting it now like they would just a movie. Just...
Yeah.
Steady shots here, here, here. Not like a sporting event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I prefer New Japan, because they get the emotions in. They get the angles and everything else.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way they shoot it. And it's like it's lo-fi.
Yeah.
It just works because it feels like a legit, it makes it feel like a legit sporting event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when it's shot that way and it's presented to you as combat,
yeah,
then the storytelling and stuff can just happen within the match. Like, it just, it works. It's clear. It's like clear as day.
Yeah. Everything works because everything is doing their individual job.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Instead of like zooming and cutting at every moment of impact.
Yeah, like, oh, he's doing the giant swing. Let's zoom in and out.
I know.
For no
what's
reason.
What's happening? I know. It's very distracting.
Yeah, I agree with all that. That zoom in and out thing is just like the cheapest, like, isn't this exciting? You're like, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Can't we just...
For like a 10-second commercial of Discovery Zone.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
DC!
Oh, I love DC Discovery Zone.
I could never find one when I was a kid. It was always Chuck E. Cheese or like...
Oh, really?
Your local yokel, like Whistlin' Willie or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if they were DZs very prevalent out here?
I hadn't heard about it until I was an adult, so I don't,
right.
I don't know. I've
we
never
had them back
one.
In the East Coast. I went quite a few times.
Yeah.
Is it just like a science-y thing? Like, is it just...
No,
it was just a play place.
Oh, okay. Like, it was like the Chuck E. Cheese type of thing, but like they had games and stuff, but it was like ball pits and
mountain climbing
and padded shit and like ropes and zip lines, and it was fucking awesome.
It was like global guts for kids.
Yeah.
That you could just go and...
So we did have Discovery Stores, which I think everybody has, right? Did you guys have Discovery Stores?
Based on Discovery...
The channel?
Yeah.
So I just assumed that it was sort of like that for some reason, like there was like science. I assume there was like, you know, petting starfish or something.
That
like
sounds
that.
Actually a lot cooler.
Nah. I like the play
Team
zone.
Discovery Channel.
Yeah, Discovery Channel zone would be tight.
Right.
Ice Road Truckers.
The science is fine, but like, where's the pizza?
Oh, they can still... All right, fine, yeah.
You could crawl inside
a
body maze. You can go through the innards of a giant person and try to find the pizza.
That's fun. That's that's educational, and at the end you get pizza.
And
I think,
sexual.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, very sexual.
You can crawl any part of the body.
Oh, no, we're in the prostate.
I'm like a gerbil in your asshole.
I think it's in the urethra. You always want to go through the urethra, Zach.
Wait, can you get in the urethra?
Come on, TJ. No.
You got in the urethra?
You,
me?
Me.
You,
her
and giant urethra?
Zach?
Zach. Not Zach.
So let's talk a little bit about the ending of this match.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it like I said, we get Mike Awesome one more time putting Dudley through the table.
Dude, this awesome bomb, that is some height right there.
Definitely.
That's a big drop.
It's
big
one of those moves that I really want to see in a game that hasn't been put in a game. Like, he even did, like, the top rope Tiger Driver.
Yeah.
When he would face, like, Masato Tanaka. And I'm like, that makes it look more disgusting than anything, because
it's
of the height alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strong finish for Mike Awesome. Quick pin after going through the table. And then Judge Judy
Judge
goes
Judy.
Out and celebrates, really waving his gavel. Like he's so distracting.
My God.
He's so much the whole time. I really hate that guy. how many tables do they break in this?
Like six or seven.
I would say about six or seven. Like,
yeah,
a good three within the first like 5 minutes.
I'm gonna start doing that from now on. We're just gonna keep a tally of all the tables that are broken, because I think about that. I'm like, somebody had to buy that $40 table or whatever the fuck it was.
Yep.
That is keeping some random folding table company in business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
Wrestling is saving
Al's
the business.
Tables is staying in business.
Yeah, because of wrestling. Yeah, I don't know. So
yeah,
I don't know,
I love that simple. Ending.
Good ending. I didn't think too much of it really, but
this is a hard hitting spot festy good ECW match that still has psychology. It still has wrestling, but it's still absurd and like in all of the crazy like table spots. I don't know. It's kind of quintessential ECW.
I agree. I think it paints a better picture of what the company was as opposed to like Tommy Dreamer, who would just brawl in the crowd pointlessly and then get in the ring for 5 minutes of basic moves.
Right.
And something would eventually get the pin.
Or like maybe like a crazy scaffold match or something where it's just all nonsense.
Yeah.
Where it's just all stunt. Right.
I like nonsense.
You've seen the scaffold match.
I have. That's what it's called, right?
Scaffold match. That's
Tommy
terrifying.
Dreamer and the other guy.
Yeah.
Primetime Brian Lee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we also showed you the clip of New Jack throwing what's his face?
Vic Grimes.
Vic Grimes off of the scaffolding.
I was there that night.
You were?
I was there at the XPW show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there. I was helping out, setting up like chairs and stuff like that for the lower levels. And
is that our Ben Rogers episode?
When we saw it the first
scaffolding
time.
Scaffolding match?
Yes, Ben Rogers.
Wow, you were there, because that was the XPW era, that's right.
The XPW era, the guy who originally trained me, who was a trainee there, his name was Andre, or Evil Lone Star from the what was the MTV wrestling show? It's really escaping
me. Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yes, Celebrity Deathmatch. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
But,
something with an X in it.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking hate the fact that I can't remember it. But he was there. Leroy was there as a trainee. Like, we just became friends.
We knew Leroy was there, yeah.
And,
Wrestling Society X.
Wrestling Society X. God, how did I not remember
it? I know.
I'm old.
Pretty sure it's Celebrity Deathmatch.
Celebrity Deathmatch came up in the search results.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
No, that was a good show. I used to love that show.
I liked
show.
It, too.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to bother Leroy today. We're gonna watch a couple before we head up to the theater tonight.
That's fine.
We're always nostalgic.
But you were there.
I was there
setting
and
up chairs.
The thing was, is like, I was just chilling. Like, once we were done, like, Rob Black's like, okay, just fucking hang out over there. I'm like, all right, no problem, Mrs. Bighead. But I saw the scaffolding. It was set up. I'm like, that's extraordinarily high.
Yeah.
And Grimes walked up there to get a look at the whole shebang. And he
pre-show.
He tells the ring crew, scoot the ring a few inches forward.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just like, man, I'm glad that he did that. Came time of the show, and we didn't know, like, even the fact that he said scoot the ring a little further that way, I didn't know if he was going to go through it. I didn't know if New Jack was going to go through it.
Yeah.
Just watching it complete, like, everybody's like, yeah, yeah, fuck him. Oh, God, they're getting close to the edge.
Yeah.
And when New Jack threw him, the way that he landed, if he hadn't moved that ring, those ropes would not have caught
him. The ropes wouldn't have caught him, right.
He would have died.
Yeah.
So, like, we just completely lost our shit.
Because either would have hit maybe caught the the post, or just hit the floor completely.
Yeah, he would have been majorly injured, if not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, once, like, they rush everybody out, like, even the announcer's like, get the fuck out! People had to be, like, pushed out.
Sure.
As soon as they did, like, the medics were already there checking on him and everything, and as soon as they were like, are they gone? Yeah. Oh! I'm like, how the fuck do you get up from that?
That's incredible.
Like, it's the scariest thing I had ever seen. I thought a man was going to die right in front of me. I didn't even know if he was, like, seriously hurt from that because, you know, the story of Owen Hart and everything.
Right, yeah.
So, like, it was definitely an interesting night night.
Yeah, to see him get up and walk away must have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Vic Grimes is a very underappreciated talent. He's very agile for his size.
Sure, yeah.
And the fact that he can take serious bumps and is a super nice guy.
Yep.
Just it stacks up like the cool points.
Yeah,
man, that's crazy. You saw that live. Good Lord.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. When rewatching it on that Ben Rogers episode, I just remember like going like, yeah, those ropes aren't there. He's dead. He got so lucky. Like that is the luckiest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Shall we rate
this
the match?
I want to point this out too. Somebody told me about this a while ago, which is the squeezing of hands to make sure they're all good.
Yep.
See that right there in this one, like, and it's very blatant.
I noticed it too.
But I was like, oh, but like every time I see it, I'm like, oh, they're buddies.
Yep.
They're all just,
still working together.
They're all buddies. So yeah, he does another acid drop off the side there. We see Spike give a little squeeze, and then Mike awesome
quickly
like finds his arm very squeezes. Blatantly. And then and then his arm goes limp again. It's very funny.
Yep.
But I was like, all right, they're buddies. Everybody's okay.
We're just trying to put on a good match, Steven.
Just trying to put on a good match. I'm happy because one of the last ones we saw too was, I think that was Stephen Lowe too. It's like, this guy has a concussion now. And I'm like, no, make this stop. Make this match stop. So probably one of these guys has a concussion, but I don't know about it. And that's why I like this.
Okay. Yeah. Because recently in that Stephen Lowe episode, the ECW match, we watched RVD versus Jerry Lynn.
Oh, that's a great match. Their series of matches are incredible.
Fantastic match. And that was the one where he definitely got concussed early on.
Oh, is that when his face splats onto the concrete?
Yes. Yeah. When he falls. Yeah.
Yeah. He falls forward. You just hear it. Just slaps him in the face with it.
And he was like kind of out for the middle of the match. And then
then Rob Van Dam throws him around. This poor concussed man.
Yeah.
I hate it. All right. No, I remember why I hate wrestling.
Oh, great. We brought him back.
Right back to where I was. So let's rate this match.
Snapped
yeah.
out of it.
Let's
are we rating on a scale of.
I mean, I feel like we got to just go simple and say acid drops, but yeah. What do you think, Nick?
Yeah.
What are you rating this out of? What are you rating?
I was going
to
say
0 to 5.
I think we should rate this on a scale of AHA music videos.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Thong tan lines.
Thong tan lines. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, great.
yeah, man, like I said, I really think this is like quintessential ECW. I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it a 4.4.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I love it. I really think this is a great match. I've watched this pay-per-view. I watched it. It was years ago.
Yeah.
Revisiting this match, I hadn't seen it in a long, long, long ass time. Really solid. I love the work that both these guys did. I do think that, like I said, it's unfortunately Mike Awesome, who Steven is no longer with us.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Surprise. Yeah. I know. Yeah, surprise. He was an underrated talent. He was a really good big guy.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of ECW back in the day when it was a thing. I would kind of get wind of it, but I wasn't like following it regular.
Yeah.
So to see him, what I knew of him in WCW and in WWE, you'd never fucking know. It was like, who's this bozo?
Mm-hmm. Like, they really screwed the pooch on that one.
Big time. So to see him get the due that he deserves. Yeah.
Yeah, good. I just found out how Mike Awesome died.
Yeah.
sorry for that gasp.
Yeah.
Suicide by hanging.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool stuff. what do you 4. think?
4.4 I give it.
Okay. Yeah. What do you
sorry to break it to you like yeah. that yeah. on air, Steve.
I did. I really bit my tongue, too, when you said, like, oh, they had a concussion and I didn't know about it. I'm like, oh, he got worse, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This match, I definitely give it a high 4. High 4 thong 10 lines. Because, like you said, I was a huge fan of the Mike Awesome World Heavyweight title reign. Like, the way he got the title all the way to the match that he was having. Because he was having them even on their weekly TV show.
Right.
Like, people would just step up like, hey, I want a title shot. Let's fight tonight.
Remind me and the listeners again of how he got the title.
Okay, so there was a match. Taz was supposed to take on Masato Tanaka.
Right.
And before the pay-per-view, this is back when subtlety was kind of a thing. Because Taz, like, punks out Jeff Jones. He goes, yeah, you'll have a great title match tonight. It's going to be awesome. And I'm like, oh, shit. Do you think they're going to bring back Mike Awesome? Because they've been showing Tanaka getting the best of him from their last match, and he hasn't been back for a while. Well, Awesome shows up in the main event through the crowd. And mind you, like, we had totally forgotten about it. Like, they didn't mention it, anything else.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty solid pay-per-view. He comes in saying that he wants to fight, and the security guards are like, no, 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 no. And Heyman comes out saying, no, no, no. So Taz gets on the mic saying, no, I want to fight him. Like, you want to promote me as the baddest guy? Let me fight both of them. And he makes it a three-way dance. Taz gets eliminated first.
Right.
So guaranteed new champion. Awesome and Tanaka put on incredible bouts against each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fans are getting that. And then finally, Awesome beats Tanaka and becomes the ECW World Heavyweight Champion. So people are like, oh, shit, he's back. He's a huge dude who can jump on the ropes and fly and everything else. And every opportunity that ECW was on TV, somebody had to fight him. And it was always an incredible match.
Right.
So the era of awesome was something that I really, really enjoyed, but was really down to hear that it had to come to an end because of financial stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, I mean, this match was one of my favorites other than Masao Tanaka because the big man, little man aspects were put into play where it's like, okay, I got to hit him harder. I'm not Masato Tanaka. I can't knock people out with elbows.
Right.
And so this match, I give it that high four because I wanted Spike to win. Spike needs to win
for him.
And Awesome just completely destroys him. And at the end of it, I was very humbled by him. Like, you know, it makes sense that he won.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
the fight that Spike put up is like, Jesus Christ, that guy's tough.
Yeah, he definitely put him to the took it to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
But it's definitely still one of my favorite matches.
Also, I do want to point out, you said subtlety in wrestling.
Yeah.
This is the year 2000. I couldn't help but chuckle at that sign that somebody has in the crowd that just says, Judge Jeff Jones is gay.
Yeah.
That's subtle.
The year 2000. Yeah. Subtlety, they were all about it in ECW.
Like, if you look back, especially like early 2000s or 90s and stuff,
yeah,
how mainstream homophobia was.
Yeah, I know. It's
extraordinarily
like,
it's crazy.
Everybody was so fine with being like, that's gay. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking gay.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yep. In everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
See that shit now and watch like Twitter light up. Like, it'll break the internet if somebody does something like that now. There's like,
the gay community?
Yeah. There's Friends episodes where there's like extensive stories. Storylines about gay panic or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they can't, you know, it's so different. Such a different time. And we were alive for it. Okay. So wait, did you rate the match?
I want to make sure. Four.
Okay,
ten lines.
But it's the highest four, Steven.
Oh, that's good. That's important.
It's a high four.
This match, yeah, I get it. It's good. Mike Awesome. More like Mike Tossum. Around.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you had it around.
That's
around.
Pretty good.
I'm like, what happened to this
Possum.
Match?
Spike Dudley.
Oh, go on. Finish it up.
More like, Spike, did he really do that? Because that was impressive.
Wow.
Anybody else? Judge.
Damn Diddley.
Judge, what's his name?
Yeah.
What's the judge's name?
Judge Jeff Jones.
Judge Jeff Jones. More like Judge Jeff groans because he's doing too much.
He's groany.
He's a little too much.
Give that. I'll allow it.
I think I might be getting some groans. Okay. It's a fine match. I think there's a realism to it that I like. Just at the top of like, oh great, Spike immediately goes through a fucking table.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're in for.
I like that. And then if you're gonna make a marathon out of a match too, like it kind of sell this underdog angle. Like then you got to sell it, and I like people losing or like it kind of feeling one sided or you know kind of taking a longer route to. For even him to get his chance, you know, for Spike to get his chance. So I like that. That was cool. I like that I didn't think anybody got a massive concussion. I didn't see any broken legs or people almost dying. I'm sure there's some spots were all too dangerous, especially for a teacher shaping young minds. But yeah, I don't know. I there's some good stuff in this. I think I get why this match is enjoyable. Like you said, Nick, there's some good spots in it. Not so much that I think it'd be like obnoxious and you kind of forget the psychology of it, which I think the announcers do a good job of.
Yeah.
Styles and whoever that guy is, I forgot his name already. So overall, yeah, pretty good match. I get it. I think I'm gonna give this like a. And it wasn't too long.
No,
which is nice.
Yeah, extraordinarily.
I hate long stuff.
Yeah,
and plus I'm in a good mood because we watched those two fucking music videos.
Yeah, yeah. And we're only recording one podcast today, so we got the rest of our Sunday left.
So you know what? God, I'm gonna give this. I'm gonna give it a. Give it a. Four.
Whoa! Holy shit!
Wow! Oh my
wow.
God!
I remember last time I kind of piqued your interest, but this is like the higher level.
Oh my God! I think I just had a heart attack.
Yeah,
maybe you should lie down in darkness.
You?
Oh, me? Him?
Us? I'm laying on the floor.
I'm gonna be singing that later tonight. By the way, I'll tell Leroy.
Oh my God!
Lie down in darkness.
I'm lying down and. pure darkness.
I don't remember this. Oh, wait, yes. These are the guys who just slap the fuck out of each
yeah,
other.
They yeah, they slap each other. They headbutt each other. They kick each other.
Pissing contest between
yeah,
these two.
I hated
Shibata,
this.
Shibata, Steven, I know we've mentioned on the show, Shibata is the guy who had that match. That was in the match against Okada for the
yep,
title.
It was Okada.
Yeah.
We showed you the clip. He headbutted him. He busted himself open. He would like turn and he was bleeding. Mm. And he had like a fucking, what do you call it? Like a hematoma or something?
Yeah. He collapsed like as soon as he
like
left.
Went backstage, finished the match.
Yeah.
Went backstage and collapsed. And they were like, we don't think you can ever wrestle again. Yeah. Anybody, but he made a return, a
all right,
return
three.
Appearance.
Yeah, I give it a three.
No, you already it's in the bookshop.
Yeah.
But he made that return appearance at the G1. It was great.
Yeah. It was really, I was surprised. That's like, sick. I jumped out of my seat.
I was so
like,
excited.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's back.
I can't, wow.
Don't headbutt anybody.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't. Like, everybody. Like, wrestling, like, even the hardcore, like, head drop fans, like, please don't do that ever.
I know.
Again.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. This match got a 12.4 out of 15.
Wow. Mm.
That's incredible.
That's wow, we did it. How
Holy
far we've
shit.
Come. How far we've come.
People have mentioned this, and this is absolutely true, Bobby, on Twitter. People have said that Steven has kind of lightened up.
Really? Oh, that's not true.
No, they've said it. We've had a couple people.
They've said it. I'm saying they're
Steven
wrong.
Steven has softened. Well, no, we know that they're wrong, but yeah. They've said Steven has softened up on some of the wrestling. Worse than ever.
I'm
you're
worse
terrible.
Than ever. I'm only going to give very little credit to where credit's due. They
yeah.
worked hard in this match. And I didn't see anything that upset me too much.
Yeah.
And it was relatively short. Now, what was the worst part of this?
Okay.
I had to watch it on WWE Network, which means I couldn't double speed it.
That's
so
true.
I couldn't
find it anywhere, so I had to give Steven our login.
And that hurt. That yeah. really hurt. Honestly, this could have been a 5-star match. There's no way.
However, let me say this. Do you think it's even a possibility, Steven? Even a possibility
yeah.
that maybe this one time, and all of the factors included that you said, do you think maybe it's possible that this one time that you actually did watch the match at the appropriate speed and weren't in the mindset of, I'm speeding through this? Maybe it,
no,
maybe it helped.
I've watched matches at the normal speed a few times
yeah, and
before.
And I know you
yeah.
have.
I'm aware. I watch a
engaged.
Lot of stuff at double speed. Like, I watch Netflix on double speed a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I could never.
It's great.
And look, sometimes when I'm in a hurry, like a morning before, I will. It's stuff maybe I've seen too. It's like I'll watch it like, you know, forward on the speed on YouTube
yeah.
or something, because we gotta get over here and record.
Yeah,
stuff that I'm familiar with, but like a movie or a TV show, you yeah. really do
for
I
stuff
know
I like.
Can
I can
that.
Do it. Yeah, you have to do like a JavaScript thing.
I figured.
It's not. It's really not that hard.
And it didn't work on WWE Network.
It does. I tried. Yeah,
you tried.
Of course I did.
How could you watch like a TV show or a movie at like?
I'll only watch things that I feel like are a little bit more informational. I won't usually watch things
that's
that
fair.
Are
okay.
Drama usually doesn't work at double speed. Comedy
no.
sometimes does if it's like before the year 2005 because it was a little bit slower. Like comedy can work. Usually watch it 1.5 maybe.
Okay,
but like there's a world in which you can do it. And also like if you're actually watching it, like I'm pretty good at focusing. I'll see it and hear it and
yeah.
get it, and I'm like, that's fine.
Like, don't get me wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with like watching a late night talk show or like a daily show at like 1.25.
Oh,
I
yeah.
suppose that's okay.
You can kind of burn through that stuff. And also, like,
Christ, I thought you meant like you're watching Breaking Bad at 2 speed.
No.
Like, what are you doing?
Jesse, what are you doing here?
Nothing. What are you doing, Mister White? No.
Not everything is good and deserves that much time. Like, that's honestly how I feel about it. It's like, I'll watch, I'm trying to think of one that I did that recently. I'll watch just a random documentary or whatever and be like, oh, this is like fine. It's good. I want to know about this. I don't want it to take 2 hours. There's no
yeah.
way it deserves 2 hours of my life.
I hear that.
Let me double speed through it. And that's how I feel about wrestling. There's no way it deserves however many minutes of my life. Let me burn through this.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Right. Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, you know what? Nick, actually, before we wrap this up,
yep.
I got the YSLW voicemail has just been filling up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, wow. So, you know,
we haven't checked it in, wow, about a year.
Holy shit.
About a year.
Almost around the same time that Bobby was here.
Yeah, that's really weird.
How strange.
Must have known.
Well, you know, I guess we just remembered.
We're making waves in the wrestling community.
Your face reminded us. You got a face for voicemail.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
I love it.
I always say I have a voice for radio and a face for Braille.
Like, if you touched your face, you'd be like, I can read this. Okay, fair enough. Well, anyway, we've been causing
I said it backwards.
You did.
I said it backwards. Yeah. My own thing, I said backwards.
You're excited. Okay.
You got pimples? I have too many pimples.
It's no way to know.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
But we've been making waves in the wrestling community, I guess. And so, I don't know, apparently we've just gotten a lot of voicemails, and I just I wanted to play them now. So let's go to him.
I'm Nick.
I'm Steven.
Guys, you've reached the YSLW podcast hotline. Leave a message.
Hey there, boys. It's me, your old pal, the Hot Rod, Roddy Piper. I understand you watched my video for I'm Your Man. Well, anytime you want the old Hot Rod to come down from the heavens and have tea fill in for me, I just want to tell you, I'm your man. Huh? You remember that? When I was on the beach in my jorts? You have never seen nobody wear them jorts like the old Hot Rod, Roddy Piper. But a reality check here, I didn't get much money from that one. But you should hear my B-side. It's a nice mixture of Shania Twain, meaning that, what's that fruit from the Hootie and the Blowfish?
Hey guys, it's me, Jerry Lynn. Just want to call in. I really appreciate you guys playing the old match of when I faced RVD at ECW. You know, I do love my death metal.
Hey, Dad, who is it?
Oh, son, I'm on the phone. You have to pardon my son, Seth Rollins. He's in here. He's really excited. Yeah, son, you want to talk to him? Yeah, thanks, Dad. I want to appreciate you guys even further for playing my father's old matches. He inspired me. That's why I was blonde for a little while and became WWE champion. Now I'm just kind of diddling around with those fruit roll-up belts in the tag team division. But it's okay. I still architect here and there. I play the Minecraft. All right, son, come on. We got to go. We got to pick up your sister, Caitlin. Oh, is she coming back, Dad? Is she coming back? I don't know, son. Just get in the car.
Hey, guys, it's Booker T. I got the wrong number. You got to love it.
Wow. All right, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, a lot of...
Wow. I didn't realize the Lynn family was so big.
Yeah, they it all adds up. I mean, the bleach blonde hair and like dark streaks in there.
Even if just a streak, yeah.
If you get that one, it all kind of connects.
They're tightly knit, too. I like the fact that they're still close.
Yeah. We'll have to see if Kate Lynn does come back.
That'd be interesting.
Fingers crossed. I feel like I just recently saw a video of Booker T saying the N-word. I feel like that was going around.
Oh, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you?
Yeah. That was funny, because did you see that? He instantly just puts his hands in his
face. And Sensational Sherry's just like, it's okay. It happened.
You can see her the whole time.
He instantly puts his head down. It's a classic.
He's like, no, I can't believe I did this. And the whole, Sensational Sherry's just like, it's fine. It's already out.
Yep. Yeah.
There's just nothing that can be done. Really great. It's a shame that he got there. I wonder who he was trying to call.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And then we got a call from a dead guy.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, that's definitely some sort of a beyond outer limits kind of thing there. Yeah.
I guess Piper heard our Mike Rose episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to have like a counter up in heaven with the I'm your man.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He gets a push notification every time it's played.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first line of the song. I've been watching you.
The dulcet tones of Roddy Piper.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I guess that line is always open, so, you know, if you want to call us, it's 1-800-whatever-the-hell-it-is.
Yo, if you're a wrestler, dead or alive, call the number.
Call the number, leave us a voicemail. We'll get to it once a year.
Say about once a year. That'd be fine.
1-900-909-9900. Give it a call.
I don't want to know what that's the number for.
Right.
All right. So this is a great episode. Bobby, thank you so much for coming back.
So, Bobby, is there anything you want to plug? Where can we find you on social media? Any upcoming wrestling or comedy shows?
Yes. You can find me at Dino Winwood on Twitter. I'm also at DizzleWizzle983 on the Instagrams. I perform with the upperclassmen here and there. We just did our inebriation show. I also at the Pack Theater here and there, helping out with the bits and trying to come up with some of my own. Nice. also on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, is Howdy Price. You can watch that every Saturday, whether it be, oh, soon to be on hundreds of other stations across the country.
Ooh.
On CW. You can also check us out on the Fight app. And,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, I broadcast here and there. You'll get notifications on the Twitter. And, yeah, just I'll
and
be around.
Will Roddy Piper.
Yeah, same. Definitely Roddy Piper. He's your man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
All right. Man. Well, we did it. Guys.
Thank you.
Steven gave this match a fucking 4.
I was not expecting that coming in here today. I'm like, man, I wonder what he's going to think of this one, because I really appreciated it.
Yeah. Bobby, thank you for coming back to the show.
Thank you for having
thank
me
you
back.
For bringing this match that actually made Steve, I'm shocked.
Thank you more for the music video.
A problem. Like, yeah, I will find some more. Like, trust me, there is a hidden.
If we could just undo all the wrestling talk and just make it all about wrestling music videos, and if any of them are as good as this, I'll keep this podcast going for the rest of my life.
Well, I would be fine
some
with
more
that.
For you,
because like I said, wrestling and music, or wrestling and film,
yeah,
with especially if it's non-wrestling films,
yeah,
it's a hidden genre out there, and man, it is different.
Yeah.
So,
it's different.
Well, Steven, you liked this match, but we've reached the end of the episode.
Yeah,
and I do have to ask you, because we're wondering. I mean,
are you going to lie down?
Steven, do you?
Yeah.
You? Are
you? You?
Me? Do you?
Her?
Hey? Do you love wrestling?
Oh, no.
He doesn't love it. He still doesn't love it.
It takes time. I mean, look.
Yeah, look how far.
Yeah.
But here's a question, Steven.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Aha?
Uh-huh.
Do you like the year 93?
Uh-huh.
Do you like the song Lie Down in Darkness?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like the Aha 1993 album featuring the song Lie Down in Darkness, Memorial Beach?
For sure.
Well, then I guess we have to close this episode out
with a terrible title.
More!
Yes!
A beach with gravestones all over it? What is
horrible.
That place?
That is horrible.
Here it is, guys. Lie Down in Darkness.
Thanks for listening. If you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can find us at YSLW Podcast. Or if you have match suggestions or questions, shoot us an email at youshouldlovewrestling@gmail.com. Nick, where can we find you on social media?
Oh, guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nick Gligor, GLIGOR. What about you, Steven?
You can find me all across the internet at Pearlstein. And if you want to hear more podcasts, check out I Love You and I Like You, my other podcast, all about parks and recreation. And while you're in the iTunes store, why don't you go ahead and leave You Should Love Wrestling a nice 5-star rating and review.
Thanks for listening to You Should Love Wrestling. Guys, we will catch you next time.
A Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.